herzlich willkommen zum niegelnagelneuesten Special des Telestammtisch. Wir sind heute wieder mit zwei illustren Interviewpartnern am Start. Diesmal zwei Ladies aus Großbritannien und aus genau diesem Grund werden wir das Interview auch auf Englisch gestalten. Ich glaube, wir kriegen das ganz gut auf die Reihe, hier nicht zu viele detailverliebte Spezialwörter zu benutzen und bin mir sicher, dass ihr uns trotzdem gut folgen könnt. Wie immer gilt, wenn ihr uns folgen wollt, mit uns diskutieren wollt, kommt auf geekwhisper.de im Geekbook vorbei und fragt nach. Ich werde auch die ganzen, ja, Social Media Links von dem Projekt, das die Ladies heute vorstellen wollen, auch noch in die Shownotes packen. Also ihr könnt uns gar nicht verfehlen. Yeah, here we are. This is our interview special for the so-called Telestammtisch. Hello out there to the maybe the English-speaking listeners today, for the maybe the British audience today. We're a German podcast, and this is our interview special. Today we are gonna talk with two ladies. My name is Andy. Who are you?
Well, I am Susie Corrith. I am the director of our short film called Silent Burden.
And you are?
I'm Judith Yeager, and I am the lead actress and the writer and the executive producer. That's a fancy name.
You tick all the boxes.
So lots of jobs in one it's a one-man show.
Pretty much, pretty much.
Yeah, so we're talking about Silent Burden. A project you made. It's already done, isn't it? It's
finished. It's currently in post-production. So it is being edited and we're getting the music score together. So it'll be another few weeks before it's a fully complete film, but it's all filmed. It's all almost there.
Before we start with all the dirty details, maybe we just, first of all, talk about you. Who are you? Who did you get to know each other? What's your vitae? Maybe you can give us a short summary of your artist life yet until now.
Well, so we met at drama school. We went to a place called the International School of Screen Acting in London for a year, and we met there. And I, Susie, have since then, I have a production company with another drama school graduate's friend called Skidoo Pictures, and we've been creating short films. And Judith, having written this short film, asked us to produce it, and we were very keen because it's such a brilliant script.
Yeah, and then Susie offered to direct it as well.
Yeah.
Which was great, yeah. Otherwise, I would have had to do it. So, yeah.
Did you already work together in other projects?
At drama school, we have done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of, you know, classic drama school, so little bits here and there. We'd never created something together before.
No, because we weren't in one class, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because we were two separate courses, even though we graduated together.
And so there were any, I would say, interdisciplinary projects between different classes, and there you get the chance to work together.
Yeah, pretty much. So we had the school is very much like you work in your small group for lessons, and then with our year, we were both in two different groups. So we'd be separate for quite a long time, but then also come together and do collaborative projects and things like that. Oscar was quite good at reaching all things.
Your studying is over right now, isn't it?
Over. Done.
Two years ago.
So now we're like hitting the ground running and really trying to create our own work. Yeah. Pretty much.
Getting rich and famous.
Getting rich and famous. Yeah, that's totally happening.
Yeah, great. So maybe we start to talk about our project, Silent Burden. So ladies, what is it? What is Silent Burden?
I'll give that question to Judith.
Silent Burden is a short thriller drama. It's basically about a young woman who gets confronted by her past, and then that confrontation somehow pushes her in a direction into a part of a world she she never really imagined being part of, and then she's being forced to be in it in a way.
So it's about the relationship between two Swiss sisters, twins, and what the worlds one of the twins has got into, and how that then affects the other twin.
Uh-huh. So can you categorize it? Is it a thriller, a drama, or can you?
It's a thriller. It's a thriller
with okay. a little bit of drama.
with some drama in between. It's kind of a cross category, but so it's this particular short film. Judith wrote it as a precursor to a feature film, really.
Yeah, you could make it into a feature, and I do have ideas for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you watch it, it would sort of
it ends on a sort of cliffhanger, so it doesn't really have an ending.
Ah, okay. So there could be a part two or something.
It could be the beginning of a bigger...
almost like a trailer for a feature almost, film. Yes. When you watch it, so it doesn't give you any answers, but it gives you so many questions, and you're like, "What is going on?"
So who knows if people like the short? Who knows? Maybe in a few years there will be a feature. You never know.
And you say it's a short short film. How many minutes are we talking about?
It will be about 6 to 7 minutes. Six to seven, not 67. So under 10 minutes.
Okay, it's 6 to 7 minutes, so it's a short film.
To pitch that to production companies and other interested parties, I think we would have to have a proper concept or script for the feature film, which we don't have at the moment.
That's down to you as the writer, Judith. But ultimately, I mean, I don't know what the film industry is like with you, but in the UK, it's very much that if you have a short film, it essentially can be used to give people an idea of your filmmaking voice and what kind of film you would be able to make, or the sort of rough idea of a story. So it can give people, production companies, an idea of what you could be able to produce in the future. So it's very much a good thing to be able to create a short film and make it really, really high value, and hopefully enter into film festivals. And if we get it into a few good film festivals, then more people will see it, and they see us as filmmakers, as directors, writers, so actors. Mm-hmm. So even though it's a very short thing, it can be a good stepping stone.
Okay.
It can
okay.
be great things.
So your purpose is to pitch this project and to get the chance to grow it up and to advertise yourself, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because this is one of the things I want to talk later on, especially the film industry, the British film industry, and how it works. Is this typical for the British film industry that you pitch short films to get the chance to make a bigger project, or is this just your special situation?
No, it's a tried and tested route that people have. I mean, within the film industry, I mean, there are so many different routes you can take to making your work happen. But this is definitely one that happens quite a lot, is that people make short films in the hope to be able to pitch it as a potential for a full-length film or a TV show or something. So that's very much a done thing.
Mm-hmm. Were there any screenings yet, or is it just for private screenings until now? Is there any chance for me to see this film?
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay. Because you're still in post-production.
We are in post-production. Yeah.
Okay,
so that's where the next thing comes in. So basically, in a month or so, once we've got the film fully created, we will then start to apply to enter it into film festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the next step. So film festivals, trying to get into a few film festivals will be our next goal, which I will let you just take this on, can be very expensive, which is why we've created the crowdfunding campaign, which I will let her talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we created that Indiegogo campaign, which is basically the main idea was to get the funding for the film festivals, to submit it to as many film festivals as possible, even though we can't do all of them. And we want to focus on the European market at the moment. So it's mainly German festivals and British ones. I think we have a few in Switzerland as well. But some of them are for free. Others are quite expensive. And the campaign is mainly for that, getting the film into these festivals. And then on top of that, not all of the crew have been paid for their work that they did on the short film. So I would like to pay them, but obviously I can't because I'm a self-employed actor. So we are hoping to get some money to compensate the crew for their hard work. And obviously we want to try to get a screening done as well, which is not cheap here in London. So yeah, but as long as we get the money in for the film festivals, I'm happy with that. But it's not easy.
And are you thinking about an online release or stuff like YouTube or any other portal like this?
That would come after some festivals, because a lot of festivals, they don't like it to have premiered before either online or public screening.
Okay. We'll talk about the crowdfunding campaign in detail later on, because I want to talk about the different perks and the possibilities for future fans to support you. Maybe first let's talk about the different film festivals in detail. You said we're talking about the European market, especially the English and German speaking countries, so Germany, Switzerland and the British UK. What festivals in detail are we talking about? Is there anything I know, like Cannes, or any smaller ones? I know, for example, there's the Fantasy Film Festival here in Germany. What festivals are we talking about?
Well, my main thing, even though it's a bit too high hopes, probably.
Don't say that.
My main thing is Berlinale. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my main thing. I want to get it into that. But then we want to try to, hold on, that's the right one. Filmfest Dresden for Germany. Mm-hmm. What else? Berlin Independent Film Festival. The ARC Film Festival, if we can manage to do the deadline.
There are quite a few London ones that are really great to, things like the London Independent Film Festival and the London Short Film Festival and East End. They're all really great platforms that would be fantastic to get into if we could. But they're obviously very, very competitive to get into. So the way we've done it, the way we're looking at it, is having different tiers. So we have the main, the big ones, like the Berlinale and Rain Dance and ones like those, which we've handpicked a few specific ones that we want to enter, because obviously they're very expensive and much harder to get into. And then we're working through the sort of slightly lower tiers and then down to the ones that are much more independent and specialized, specific London ones that we want to go to and things like that. Does that make sense?
Maybe you can tell us something in general how to get into these festivals. I know there are fees to pay, and I'm pretty sure there is a letter to fill. What do you have to do to get Silent Burden into, for example, a film festival in London? How does it
okay,
work?
Well, so obviously make your film as great as it can be, and that really does it mean the quality needs to be extremely high. The competition is extraordinary. People are creating the most amazing films with really, really high quality sound and, you know, production value. So that's a really, really key point. And then there are various online platforms that sort of collate all the film festivals together. So there's one called Film Freeway and Without a Box and all these things that have all the film festivals on them. And you just make a sort of festival package. So you have your poster and a bit of information about you and a bit of information about the film. And then you pay the fee that they ask for, which, as we say, can range between sort of up to £100 and or €100 or dollars down to for free. So it's,
but then there are different deadlines as well. There you have the early bird deadline, then the, I don't know what they call it,
the late deadline,
deadline, and then the late deadline. And obviously the later it gets, the more you pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you're okay with the deadline and your project is absolutely fantastic and you pay every fee they need, you definitely will get a screening on the festival, or is there any possibility that you don't get it?
So there's a high possibility that you won't get it. This is why you have to be so good and also really sensible about which festivals you enter, because even if you pay to enter, and then that doesn't mean that you're going to be screened. It then goes through a whole process, and because they have thousands of entries and they can only screen, mm-hmm. you know, a select few. So they then go through all of the different films and pick the ones that they're going to screen. And it's, you know, from our perspective, it's very hard to tell what they're looking for. You never really know what they're looking for or what other filmmakers are making. So it could be that your film's actually very similar to a different one. You just never know. So it's a lottery game. It's a lottery game for sure.
Yeah. So it's possible that you won't get your money back. Okay.
Yeah. With short films, you don't get your money back in what it gives to your future career, if that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't make sense. Great. So you talk, as you said, that there are a lot of projects. You talked. You said that there are 1,000 projects and films that want to be part of that festival. So maybe we talk about some technical stuff, and especially I'm interested in I hope I say it right in cinematography, so working with cameras and with different lights and the picture of the film. Did you get any help to create a beautiful film, or do you already know everything you need to do such a great work?
I mean, for us, it's very much a learning process as we go, because we are early on in our careers, and especially as it's a low to no budget film. You know, all the people who are very, very knowledgeable are expensive to hire. Mm-hmm. So we had, for myself, I'm a first time director, but with a lot of acting experience and a lot of experience being on set, so I kind of understand what directors sort of look for, and we had a brilliant director of photography who I worked with to get the right feel. So I, as the director, I had an idea of what I wanted for each shot and how to make it happen and how to make it look as good as possible, and then I worked with the director of photography to see if it's possible. Mm-hmm. And he was he was great. He's, you know, he uses a gimbal, which means that it's a very flexible camera movement, and he can sort of walk around and still have the camera steady.
Doesn't look shaky.
So, from that perspective, we didn't have a cinematographer, so to speak, but the director of photography was sort of taking on that role as well. I'd say this film specifically had an added element of difficulty when it comes to the cinematography, in that Judith is playing two twins. So essentially she's talking to herself for a lot of it. Yeah. which I mean, makes for a very interesting film when you're watching it. But, you know, added another element of difficulty to the filming process.
So your job is a one man show too.
Pretty much. We did have one other character, but but that was definitely the sort of main scene is Judith talking to Judith.
Yeah.
Or Laura talking to Kat, as the characters are called. But
yeah, and Judith, maybe you can tell us something about the whole development process in general. When did you begin to write Silent Burden, and how long did it take until now?
I think I started it last year, at the end of last year, so a bit more than a year ago. But then I left it for a while and came back to it. And then I asked a friend of mine who is also doing the music score for the film. I asked him if he would like to help me write it. So we wrote it together, or finished it together. And when did I approach you? I think in, was it April, May?
It was May, I think.
May, yeah. Approached Affy and Susie, so the production company, in May, and from there it went pretty quick, actually, because we filmed in July.
Yeah. Because Judith is so involved, as in it's mainly just Judith in the film, it was relatively easy to pull it all together. So was it pretty quick.
Yeah.
And it took it's 2 days of filming.
2 days of filming.
Uh-huh.
And since then, it's been in post-production. Because the DOP, he obviously has a main job. He did it out of passion for us, so he didn't get paid like most of us. So obviously his main job, where he gets money from, that's what comes first.
I see it's cheaper just to do it on 2 days. So can you give us any number of scenes and any a number of places we can see in the film? Because I think the more places and the more scenes you've got, the more expensive a project like this could become.
Yes, definitely. We have 3 different locations that we've used. So we have one house that is the main character's house, and we filmed for a whole day there, and then for the second day we filmed in a different location, a different house for a different person's house, basically different character's house, and then we had a little outside bit. But we were really lucky; we were able to use our friends and family's apartments in London, so. Luckily, we didn't have to pay any location costs, because that is what can get expensive. You are entirely right.
Oh, so I can imagine the locations in London are expensive in general, especially filming locations. Okay, great. Thank you. Maybe now we should start to talk about your actual crowdfunding campaign you already dropped, and the social media campaign that belongs to it. You already told us, there is a campaign on Indiegogo. Maybe you can explain to us what you're doing there, how much money we're talking about you need, and how the first reaction from the audience is.
So basically, like I mentioned earlier, there are three main points we are collecting that money for. Mm-hmm. First one is the main one, which is the film festivals where we want to submit it to. And that would be about £800 that we need to get into all these film festivals that we have selected. Then it's to pay all the crew, which obviously would be flexible in a way. And the third point is we want to do a screening, a private screening, so that we can see it, the friends and family can see it. And that would all amount together to about £2,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first reaction that we got was people have shared it on Twitter and Facebook, but not that many have given us something. So at the moment, it's only two. Mm-hmm. Two people have donated generously.
When did the campaign start?
It started about a week ago. Was it a week or two? I think it was about 2 weeks ago. The end of August.
And then, okay, so it's pretty fresh. And
and it runs till the 1st of October, something like that.
Okay. So we're talking about the whole September in general?
Yeah.
And why did you choose this, I would say, short period? Isn't it? Can you extend the funding period?
Well, this particular crowdfunding is, I don't know what they called it, but it's a flexible one. So mm-hmm. it does stay open at the end. Okay. But I'm not actually sure for how long. I guess until we say it's done now.
I mean, the reality is that at the end of the month, that's when we need to start applying to these festivals. So mm-hmm. so that's when we need the money,
okay.
basically.
Okay, I get it.
Not everything together, but most, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. As I can see. So maybe let's talk about some of the perks here on the crowdfunding campaign we can see. As in lots of campaigns like that, we have got different steps, different perks, so-called perks, and yeah, a different amount of money you can give to the creative artist, in this case, give it to you. And to get something back, maybe you can tell us what perks we could expect.
Yeah, it starts as low as £5, which basically gives you a thank you, mm-hmm. a thank you from all of us. And then it goes down to up to 10, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. 10, which gives you a shout out on social media, which is in our case Facebook and Twitter. So we do have a Twitter page or account specifically for the film. We don't have that on Facebook. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, it's mainly through my Facebook page, my personal one, like not personal, but my acting mm-hmm. yeah. Facebook page, and through the Skadoo Pictures page, the production company. So then we have the £25, which gives you a thank you in the credits at the end of the film when all the names roll. Mm-hmm. There will be a section saying thank you to, and then all of these people would get their names there. And obviously on social media, basically all of it is going to be a thank you on social media and then on top of another thing, depending on what perk you're purchasing. Then it jumps up to 25 to 75, which could give you a poster in the size of A3, which is basically that poster you can see at the beginning of the page, and the thank you credit. And then it goes even higher, up to £150, which allows you to get the music score, the thank you credit, and social media shout out. And then the 250, which is a very special one, because if you want to get into the film industry, you have to have you have to get experience in whatever you want to get into. So for £250, we are offering a work experience with Skadoo Pictures.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Susie can say something about what.
Yeah, so that would be being able to come on set for a day for our next film, or for which it one of our future films. Just it gives you a person who wants to get into the film industry a bit of a chance to see what life on a film set is like.
To be on a set, to see how everyone works together and stuff like that. And the biggest of them all is £500, which gives you the name of executive producer. Basically, an executive producer is the one who gives money.
Yeah. Like you are.
Like me, yeah. So I'm basically the one who funded it so far.
Okay.
And you can come to the private screening.
Yeah.
With the 500.
I think the screening will be in London?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds great. Sounds interesting. I wish good luck. I wish most good luck I could wish. I don't know. And I'm very looking forward for this project and the whole film. And I hope there are a lot of people will get to know, especially this crowdfunding campaign, to give you a good start into this project. There are some short questions left.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you talked about the music score we can get if we pay about $150. Who made the music score? Who's the componist and the creator?
That's my co-writer. Mm-hmm. His name is Alex Liberatore, and his main job is as a composer. So he made the original score for the film. I haven't heard it personally,
mm-hmm. but I have, and it is amazing. It's really
there
good.
Go.
And it will be part of the project, and maybe we can hear parts of it later. So I think we're done with the Project Silent Burden right here, with our talk about your Project Silent Burden right now. My last questions are especially things about you. So, because our audience wants to know who the interview partners are, and that's why I'm usually asking questions like, what is the last film you saw, and do you have any recommendations for us?
Film-wise.
Yeah, film-wise, and if you got any if you read any comic books, that would be a recommendation possibility too.
Ah, well, the last film I saw was in the cinema was a film called Final Portrait, which is written and directed by Stanley Tucci, uh-huh. And I thought that was absolutely fantastic. I'd highly recommend it. It's a bit more of a genre film. It's about Giacometti, the artist. It's fantastic. Go and see it.
Will do. And what about you, Judith?
The last film I saw in the cinema, I don't really know because I don't really go to the cinema. I can't afford it here in London. Mm-hmm. But one that I've seen in the cinema and that springs to my mind is a film called Zen Dog, which won the Film of the Festival last year at Rain Dance, which is an amazing film. I don't think it's anywhere online yet, but have a look out for it. The director and writer is Rick Dodge, so have a look for that. That's an amazing film.
Oh yeah, will do. Thank you very much. And I really thank you for your time. I really thank you for all the energy and blood, sweat and hard work you put into Silent Burden. Maybe you can, last question, you can tell us about something about your upcoming projects and where we can find you online.
Ah, upcoming projects a secret. You can't tell you about those. You'll have to wait and see. Online, you can find us on Twitter, but well, both of our own personal accounts. There's a Silent Burden specially dedicated Twitter account, and also a Skidoo Pictures Twitter account. Those are probably the best.
Yeah. And then personally, I'm on Facebook, like I said. I'm on Instagram, and I even have a website.
Yeah, great. Websites are cool. I'll post all the, you'll see all the links in the show notes. You can't miss them. Ladies, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for inviting us to talk to you.
Thank you.
It was a nice talk and good luck.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Cheers.
Cheers.